This is Strategy Taken, a podcast about hard decisions and how strategic leaders in financial services make them, with your host, Luis Sorzella.
Hello and welcome to the Strategy Taken, a podcast about how strategic leaders make very difficult but very important decisions. In my last episode, I interviewed my friend Rob Baboff, who was at the time working with Real Associates, supporting with financial services families with special needs. And there was such a very good reaction to that episode that I invited to speak on this one, Shanaz Hussain, who is, well, I'm going to call her my friend because she's my friend now. And Shanaz has been in the insurance industry for over 20 years. She's the published author of the book, What Happens If? And she is the founder of SNF Navigation with Rob Baboff, who is taking over the work of Real Associates, helping families with special needs, providing help and financial services for them. Did I get this right, Shanaz?
Yes, you did. Perfect.
And Shanaz is going to be talking to us about their decision to create SNF Navigation and about the services that they are providing. Shanaz, before we start, can you tell us a little bit about the need that there is in Canada today for specialized services for families who have special needs, specialized financial services for families who have special needs, and what are the deficiencies we have and what are the trends in this?
Certainly. Let's start with a few stats. If we look at the stats for 2022, 27% of Canadians age 15 and older, or 8 million people, have at least one disability. This represents an increase of 4.7% from 2017. These stats do not include children under age 15. These numbers have doubled in the last 10 years. So when you talk about the need or the deficiencies, there are many at many levels. And I think as we talk, as we go forward, those deficiencies will become clear from a perspective of families who don't know what they don't know, from governments who do have grants and programs available, but don't always serve the needs of the people well because of the process involved in getting these grants and understanding from both sides as to how this works. The third part is actually planning for short-term and mid-term for these families, as well as long-term estate planning, to make sure that these people do not fall through the cracks. Already, I see many older people who have some disabilities whose family members have passed to not have proper support structures in place. That is the biggest concern I have. I want to make sure that we don't have that going forward.
So, like you're mentioning three things there, right? Like there are, one is a matter that there are some services and some support that is available, but people don't know of them. Two is that there are some services and support that is available, but it's not entirely adequate for the needs. And three is that there are some gaps or services and support that should be available, but it's not. Did I get this right?
Yes, you did. So remember that these families have a greater economic cost for caring for children. They have more explicit out-of-pocket expenditure, and they also have implicit costs in the form of foregoing on the labor market opportunities for themselves because they have to take care of their families. And all this is despite the universal health care, which right now we know is overtaxed in any ways. So this is an additional burden. We have to find a way to help these people not be as reliant on just the universal health care system, which is not doing a great job right now of helping all of us. So this is my passion, is to make sure that especially people who have special needs children are not excluded from this whole picture.
So I understand that your story is exactly about this, right? Like about how you and Rob decided to create SNF Navigation and why you decided to do it this way. Take us from the beginning.
So the beginning was that Rob and I had both worked with Fred. And when we met, there was a great synergy between Rob and myself. As you know, Rob, he's your friend. He's one of the kindest, caring, and compassionate human beings I've met. And working together with him seemed a natural fit for me, as he held and acted on values I hold close to my heart. And the values I hold close to my heart will be summed up with a very ancient African saying of Ubuntu. And what does Ubuntu mean? Ubuntu means humanity to others. And we are, and we all are, and I cannot be who I am without everybody being better. And that is very meaningful to me because it's based on the principle of compassion, caring, and spirit of solidarity. Those values are epitomized by Rob. You look at Rob and what he's done. He's created a foundation along with his wife, and they've built four playgrounds at the Hamilton Health Sciences facility. He's also Rob of Ancaster, who gave up his business class seat for a lady in economy class as she had a medical emergency. That person is the person that I feel very good about working with. And so it was that synergy of minds meeting that created the first, you know, understanding. The other understanding was we were both passionate about working with families with special needs. In my journey, I have personal experience with this component. Rob has worked a long time in the industry. We both saw a need that was not being met in the Canadian market or met very sporadically, but there was no holistic plan to serve the needs of people. We wanted to be the one-stop shop where people could come and receive help navigating through the system of what the government programs might be, what the short-term, mid-term, and long-term needs are. And these would be, you know, creating of hands and trusts with lawyers. You're looking at what kind of investments and insurance people have in place to fund the Hanson Trust. And there's a whole slew of other added value offerings that we have where we partner with a lot of subject matter professionals. And this could range from the disability tax credit, getting the RDSP set up. It could range to, you know, working with lawyers. We have a team of professionals as part of our network. And this is what differentiates us. I don't believe there is another organization that works in the same way that our vision is of working and with the way we're already working. And there's absolutely a need. If you're looking at 8 million people in Canada, that is in itself, you know, something that will keep us busy for a very long time, because we're passionate about making sure those children that grow up being self-sufficient as much as possible. That is our goal.
So Shanaz, first, that is a great thing. I really am enthusiastic about what you and Rob are doing. I told him already this when I interviewed him. Tell us, when you meet with new clients for the first time, what are the one, two, or three most pressing needs that they have?
These families have so many needs at so many levels. And of course, we are only one piece of the pie. So if you're considering their holistic needs in a general way, these are parents who have a child, might have parents that they're also taking care of. So they have emotional needs. They need respite. They need medical services. All those things are not things we help with. However, the part we help with, the first three things I see is that many of them don't know where to start, or they don't have the time or the resources to continue with finding what programs are available for them, or they give up halfway because they've applied and they were rejected and now things just fall by the wayside. So the first thing is for them to understand, yes, there are programs. We do have government programs that are really good. How do you apply for them? This is putting money in their pockets to help them. And with that money, they can do many things, either help with the day-to-day care of their children or use that to fund something like an RDSP, which again is a program where the government offers additional assistance and growth in as you contribute to the RDSP, which is again the midterm planning for these children. So those are the types of things that are very helpful for people to know as a first point. Then people do not consider from a legal perspective whether what the importance is of a Hanson Trust. I spoke to, actually, I had a client who's a lawyer who did not even understand because he was not in that field of law. He knew there was a Hanson Trust. He had a child and a grandchild who had these needs. And we had to create a Hanson Trust because even he didn't understand. So even professionals don't always understand. My point is that people are on a spectrum of understanding. So those are just a couple of things that I can mention right now that I see as priority is first to get an income and second to plan for the future. That's very critical. And a simple thing like a guardianship, when you have an adult who's disabled, if you're not going to be in the picture, you need to have a legal guardianship document. There's a cost involved to that, and there's a process involved in getting it. People aren't aware of all these finer points. Our job is to guide them and to understand what they already have in place, because many people have tried and gotten to a good point of managing stuff, but it's not a complete picture. So we examine every aspect of their financial life, and we make sure that we've crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's. And this leads them to a journey of being able to care for their children and having peace of mind that the one piece of the pie has been taken care of.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you mentioned a couple of things that maybe some of our listeners are not familiar with, right? So you mentioned the Hanson Trust, which I understand is a form of trust that also secures that all the benefits related to the special needs are also maintained for the children, for the beneficiary. And you mentioned the guardianship, right? Can you explain a little bit for people who might not be familiar with those?
Yes, actually, I think Rob might be doing another podcast with you. I hope he does. Bringing in our lawyer partner to be able to talk more on this. But in a brief summary, a Hanson Trust is a trust that is incorporated in a will that outlines that the special needs child, any of the assets that the parents have will flow through the Hanson Trust when they have both passed. So this kicks in at the death of the second parent and does all the assets and protects, most importantly, the benefits that the children might be getting from ODSP and other government programs, because there are restrictions to how much money a child can have in the bank account, or if they're getting funding through ODSP, and if they have other sources of funds, their ODSP could be clawed back. So a Hanson Trust protects that, makes sure that they can continue to get the ODSP, and that there is somebody who is managing, a trustee that's managing the funding in the Hanson Trust to allow the child to have other needs met appropriately within the scope of the law. So that's the Hanson Trust in a nutshell. I hope that the lawyers listening in will agree with me. And
by the way, I think I should have prefaced all this conversation saying that we were going to be talking about a lot of things that are applicable in Canada, right? So for any of you listening who are not in Canada, it's your chance to learn a little bit about the Great White North. So, Shanaz, the other thing you mentioned was about guardianship. Can you also tell a little bit about this for those who are not familiar with it?
Right. So a guardianship is a legal document where even adult parents have to be considered as legal guardians for them to get information from other sources, be it from the government or anywhere else. They have to really be designated as legal guardians for the child, even when they're traveling. And the legal guardianship can also apply to family members who would be, you know, approached by the parents to become guardians of the children when the parents are not in the picture anymore. So that is a process, again, that they have to go through with the lawyers and make sure those things are in place. If they're not, the whole process becomes very difficult, both for whoever is looking after the families, as well as for the children who might have not sufficient verbal skills or abilities to be able to defend themselves or to be able to articulate their needs.
Very important for continuity, right? Like stability during the transition. Like is they're already going through it, what I assume to be a very difficult time. And on top of that, they need to deal with things that, which may be way over their head. Yeah, I can see that.
Exactly. Mm.
Shanaz, why did you and Rob decide to create SNF Navigation the way you're creating?
Like I said earlier, this is a holistic approach where we want to really encompass all the areas, be they the grants, be they the planning, be it helping people find solutions for their older parents, whatever the needs of the families were, we wanted to be the place they came to where they could get all the answers without having to go down the rabbit hole of Dr. Google or any other website just to find bits and pieces of information. This is a one call somebody would make, and we would listen, and we would identify, and we would assist these people to get in place what they wanted, along with the team of professionals we work who are vetted by us. So that takes away the anxiety and stress of parents that I hear constantly when I'm working with clients. Is it so stressful? And we found a lawyer, but he really didn't know what a Hansen Trust was. Or we talked to the DTC person, and you know, it was so difficult for us to fill out the forms that we gave up. Or we had an RDSB set up at a bank, and we were uncomfortable with the whole process. These things are easy when you are working with professionals who are specialized in these areas. We have those specialists. Takes away the anxiety, and it gives them the opportunity to navigate the whole spectrum of care.
By the way, and I am not at all embarrassed to admit that, I have been working with insurance for a great part of my career. When I had to take care of this for myself, it was quite overwhelming, the whole experience. So I assume that the same thing multiplied by 10 if you have so much at stake, and when you have so many things that you need to piece together to have a comprehensive solution for your family.
Absolutely. You talk about your situation. For me, related to insurance and my childhood, I was an only child. My dad passed away at the age of 45 without any insurance in place, where a simple term insurance could have altered my life and the life of my mom, but put me in an altered environment where I suddenly became a caregiver for my mother at a very young age. And my life choices changed as a result of not having that planning done by my father. But it's never too soon to start planning. If there are families out there with little children, start your planning today, we don't know what the future holds for any of us. And the more prepared we are, the more peace of mind we can live with.
But then again, and I've seen this in several different research with prospective buyers, people feel overwhelmed with the process. They find it intimidating. They find the products difficult to understand.
They do. They absolutely do. I actually, just this week, I was talking to a great client. We managed to get her disability tax credit, and I was so excited. And I called her and I said, "You must be so happy you got it." And she said, "I am happy, but I'm also very sad. And I'm overwhelmed." And I said, "Those are two strange words to come out at a time when you've just achieved something so great. Tell me about it." So she says, "I'm overwhelmed because now I have to think about all the other things that still have to be taken care of." And she says, "I'm sad now." And this is the emotional aspect that as a parent, we never can get into the heads of parents, excepting if you've gone through it experientially. But her sadness was that this actually acknowledged that the government recognized that her daughter had a disability. And I think sometimes parents cope through denial and parents cope hoping that, you know, this is not true and yeah, we're just managing just fine. When the deed comes through, it's great because they know they're going to get the help that they desperately need with, you know, being able to apply for other programs as a result of it. But it also on a personal level saddens them. And that was very revealing to me. So overwhelm is the word I hear all the time, every single time I talk to a parent.
I hear you. Shanaz, thank you. Anything else that our listeners should know?
You know, all I want to say is that through our personal experiences in walking this journey and watching our clients walk this journey, I hope that you'll let us be your guide to put things in place for care around your goals of peace of mind, at least in this financial aspect, because I know that your journey is very complex and has many components. We'd really like to help in this one aspect of your life.
So thank you very much to all my listeners. Thank you for being with us. If you are interested in this, either because you feel that maybe there is something for you there, or this is an area that interests you, again, this is for my Canadian audience, you can check more about SNF Navigation on their website. That's snfnavigation.com. Or if you want to contact Shanaz Hussain, her phone number is 416-712-7688. I repeat, 416-712-7688. Thank you, Shanaz.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, Louise.
Thank you for listening. If you are open to knowing more, you can subscribe to our podcast and find us on thestrategytaken.com.